Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
Cool. So let's roll into it and jump into today's session with Rod Cooper. So Rod is the owner of the Movement Collective, and the Movement Collective is a facility that exposes people to practices that not only improve the function and skill of their body, but also open up their minds to the possibilities in this life. You can find out more about Rod by checking out the Movement Collective's website, which is themovementcollective.net. or by following him on Instagram at Rod J. Cooper. And you can also email him, rod@themovementcollective.net. One more thing I do want to mention before we start, if you guys have any questions for this, then pop them in the chat or the Q&A, or you can also follow Rod and message him via Instagram, because we might not have time to get to those questions at the end, depending on the session. So I'll hand it over to you, Rod. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you, Jake. Yeah, we'll try to get to some questions at the end, but let's see how we go. We've got a lot of movement planned. So we're going to first start with a bit of a warm-up, some specific warm-ups to get the body moving, get you into your body. And then we've got 7 specific movements that we're going to work on individually, and then we're going to put them together into a bit of a sequence. So if you guys can stand up, we're gonna get moving straight away. So we're just going to do some arm swings. So basically just generating some power from the feet, spiraling up the body, and then wrapping the arms and looking backwards as you go. So from the feet, twisting into it, spiral, getting that spine moving, the hips moving, and turning backwards as we go. So we're gonna do about 10 reps on each side. Make sure you're reaching the arms as well. Try to get as big as you can with this movement, opening right up, generating that power from the ground. All right, just a couple more. All right, sweet. We're going to move on to some spinal waves. So if you've got a wall handy, we normally practice this on the wall, but we can have an imaginary wall here. So we're going to move forward with the nose touching the wall. Then the chin's going to touch. After that, we're going to pull the nose back and then start to peel all the way down our spine, flexing at the hips and the knees. And then we're going to lead the nose back into that wall. So peeling forward all the way down. That's it. Awesome work. Let's do 5 more reps. Just getting that spine moving, undulating the spine, moving in this kind of like snake-like pattern. Just keep it going. How's everyone doing? Let's do 3 more. All right, awesome. In the little flow section we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a handstand. So I want to warm up the wrist. So we're going to go down onto the ground, and we're just going to find the ground here. When we do our handstand, we're going to be about shoulder width apart with the hands, index finger facing forward. So just like this. So basically the hand is slightly turned out, placing the hands on the ground. And we're just going to move through some circles, nice and small to begin with. And then we're going to make bigger and bigger circles. Just getting into every part of the wrist, those nice big circles. All right, cool. Let's go back the other way.
Hey Rod,
yo,
just 1 second. You might have to move the camera down a little bit so people can see the floor, because I don't think that can actually be seen within.
Let's see. Can you see? You good? Yeah, we're good. It's not. I don't think it's shifted. Actually, it's probably on here. Switch it over here, John. Sorry, guys. We'll switch to the camera.
It's all good.
How's that? That's better.
Yeah, much better.
All right, got it now. Yeah, sorry, it was on the computer. We're on the camera now. We're all good.
All good.
We got our cameraman, John Marsh, on it. All right, so nice big circles. And then back the other way. Now you can see me. That's perfect. Awesome. We're going to flip the hands over. Fingers facing you on the backs of the hands here. Yeah, that's it. Jump down on the ground. See everyone's getting involved. Nice, easy circles. So you shouldn't feel any pain in these circles. So just go to a level, put as much pressure into it as you can handle, as your wrist can tolerate. You can also build up the pressure over time. All right, cool. One more. We're just going to turn the hands around so the fingers are facing you. We're coming nice and close for this one. And again, just some nice, easy circles. We've got like hundreds of different exercises that we do at the Movement Collective for wrist prep, but we're just going to do a couple today. Otherwise, we'll be here all night. All right, cool. The last one we're going to do is called a first knuckle raise. So we're going to be rising up onto our fingers. We're going to keep the shoulders stacked over the top. We're just going to do 10 reps here. So just lifting the heel of the hand off the ground at the same time. So left and right at the same time. And just moving up and down here, putting as much weight again into those wrists as you can. Awesome work. All right, cool. I'm just going to give it a bit of a shake off now. All right, cool. So the next one, we're going to jump into this pancake position. We're going to do a few pulses and just get this position warmed up, because we're doing two movements that require us to forward fold and to kind of compress with the legs nice and wide. So this one's just going to really help be helpful later on when we get into that flow sequence. So we're going to find a nice position on the ground, nice and wide with the legs. If you can only get to here, that's fine. If you need to bend the legs, that's also fine. We're going to reach over to the right, and we're just going to do some pulses over to that right side, opening up the whole side of the body. So just pulsing out this way. We're going to do 25 reps on each side. 17, 18, 19, 20, 5 more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Awesome. Switch sides. Same again on the other side. I'll just give you this angle here. I see everyone following along. Let's keep it going. Let's do 10 more. And then we're going to pulse forward. 3 more. Awesome. Now we're just going to reach straight forward. So as far forward as you can, trying to hinge at the hips, just like this. And we're just going to pulse forward here. Just these nice, gentle pulses. You can even come up onto your fingertips if you want. Kind of pulling yourself forward. Keeping the back as straight as possible. Let's do 5 more reps. 2, 3, 4. 5, awesome. Something else in the pancake position, we're just going to switch legs. So we're just going to go from right hand to left foot. We're just going to switch sides. We're just coming across the body. Also leaning forward. Let's do 5 more. All right, awesome. Just give those legs a bit of shake off. Give the wrists a bit of a shake off. We're going to move into a position now. This one's called constructive rest. And then we're going to be moving through some leg swing. This is going to be really helpful for a couple of moves later on. All right, so constructive rest looks like this. We're laying flat on the ground, so find this position. And our knees are up, our arms are out nice and wide. From here, we're going to keep our heels on the ground. We're going to drop the knees to the side, extend the outside leg, swing it as far as you possibly can, and then swing it all the way back to that constructive rest position. So the other side looks like this, drop, swing, back to here, heels on the ground, and again to the other side. We're going to spend a little bit of time here. So I'm going to come and have a look at you guys and see that you're doing it correctly. just moving from side to side. It's important that we keep our feet on the ground. So you can see that I'm not lifting the foot off the ground, just to keep it nice and smooth. It'll look really nice in the flow that we do later on. If you can kind of keep that connection with the ground, with the feet, and also with the hands too. You'll also feel a nice good stretch through that lower back and also into the glutes. So just continue that. I'll just have a bit of a look to see how you guys are going. Let's have a look. Awesome. I'll just open this up. Cool. Everyone's good. All right, so let's just go through a few more of these. I'll just show you one more time. Dropping the knees to the side, big swing. Back to here, constructive rest, back to the other side. How are we going for questions, Jake? Everyone's all good? Pretty simple so far.
Yeah, everyone's all good. No questions yet.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, pop the questions in the Q&A.
Yeah, let us know if you have any struggles.
And address some of those. Cool. All right, cool. So that's the leg swings. We're going to move on to a leg drag. So we're going to be doing a movement later on called the swipe and grab. And this movement just helps you to understand that a little bit better. So we're going to be laying on our backs and we're going to pick up one leg and we're going to take it across our body. It's almost like someone's picked up your leg and they're going to take it across your body and they're going to drag that leg and this same hand. So my right leg's going over, that same hand drop down in the same direction as that leg kind of drags me over to my stomach. So I end up in that kind of star position. So I'm starting here. Someone picks up the leg, takes it over, drag, 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 arm comes down, and I switch to this position here. And then from here, the opposite arm, someone picks up this arm, drags you over, and then we switch the legs back to constructive rest. All right, so we can have a few goes at this one. So we're starting in this position again. Let's just go to the right side. So pick up the right leg, drag it over. Someone's pulling the leg, same arm drops down with the leg. Other arm goes up and over into this position here. So like this upside down star. Other arm, left arm gets taken over and that's gonna drag you around back to the starting position. I'm just gonna roll back over here. Let's do a couple more and then we'll switch to the other side. So right leg up, drag, drop this arm down. You can see if we do this a little faster that the arms are doing this kind of helicopter motion. I'll do one more on that side so you can see a little faster. This is gonna be helpful later on. So we go here, arms drop down, twist, back around to here. All right, all good still? Okay, let's go to the other side, just to warm everything up. Left leg over, arm drops down, turn, arm comes over, constructive rest. Let's go again. Starting from here, left leg over, drop it down, around, right arm comes back, drags you over. Let's do one more rep. Okay, here we go. Left leg over, drop down, big helicopter with the arms, and then pulling it all the way back to this position. Cool. All right, so there's some of the specific warm-ups that'll help you throughout the flow sequence. And now we're gonna get into each individual part. So we've got 7 parts to get through. The first one, I wanted to throw the handstand in there because we love practicing handstands here at TMC. So I just wanted to teach you the 4 stages to the kick-up. You don't have to hold a handstand for any number of time. We're just going to basically do a kick up. Even if you end up doing just something like this, keep it nice and safe, just a little kind of leg lift, that's totally fine. Or you could end up doing something like this. And we're going to kind of like freestyle later. So I'll give you options for every movement. There's going to be progressions for everyone. All right, cool. So handstand prep. So we've warmed up the wrists. The 4 stages, we're going to be placing our hands down. And like I said before, we want roughly shoulder width apart with the index finger facing out. We want to try to keep our elbows locked out as well. So when we place our hands down on the ground, make sure that the elbows are locked out. The first position we want to try to get is shoulders stacked over the wrists. So we're going to have a little play with that now. So we're going to shift the weight and we're going to have a little play around with this in a second, shifting the weight from the legs into the upper body. So basically just doing a lunge, working your way down to the ground, the hands on the ground, and then trying to get those shoulders stacked over the top of the wrists and just get that feeling for the stacking. So let's do it again, get that little feeling. Cool, so I felt my shoulders stack over the wrists. I want you guys to just to practice this now or watch the videos and make sure everyone's going good. I want you guys to alternate sides as well. We always practice both sides of the kick up. In the actual routine, we just do one side, but for now, let's have a little practice. So right side, feel that stack, switch to the left, feel the stack, and just keep alternating sides. All right, we're going good? Sweet. All right, I'll give you guys just about 30 seconds to practice that. I'll do a couple more just so you understand what's going on. Lunging down, little kick up, feel that stack. One thing I will add, if you do go too far in the handstand, make sure you step out of it. So I'll just show you one now. If you kick up and you go too far, always remember to cartwheel out of the handstand. So I'll just give you a demo. If I go too far, I move one of my hands so I can safely come down to my feet. That's really important. So we go down, kick all the way over, land back on my feet, nice and safe. All right, cool. Enough practice with that one. We're gonna move on. So now we're gonna go to stage two of the kick up, and that's getting the hips over the top of the shoulders. So now we're getting this stacking effect. So hands go down, shoulders, hips, and then we come back down. Again, let's switch sides. So we go hands down, shoulders, hips, and back down. And I want you just to repeat that. Let's do three on each side, and then we'll move on to stage number three. How's everyone doing? Awesome work, guys. Looking good. Looking really good. Cool. Yeah, some people are using the wall as well. That's totally fine. If you haven't done handstands before and you're not confident out in the open, definitely use the wall there. We use it a lot for practicing the balance. Remember, we don't have to hold it for a long time. It's just basically getting up and coming back down. Awesome. Well, I'm just going to let you guys go. You're killing it. All right, let's do one more each. One more, and then I'll show you stage number three. All right, cool. All right, we're on to stage number three now. So we've got our shoulders stacked over our wrists, our hips over our shoulders for stage number two. Number three, we're getting our shoulders open. So what can happen once we get the hips up, our shoulders will close off. So it means we're kind of like in this position. This is fairly exaggerated. But what we're gonna try to do is really open up the shoulders and keep that rib cage in. So we're just gonna elevate and try to open the shoulders a little bit. So that's stage number three. So you do one, two, and three in order. So shoulders, hips, press, open shoulders, and then come back down. I'll show you guys again. Hands go down. One, two, three, push, and then coming back down. Remember to use that bailout technique if you go too far. All right, give that a bit of a go. I'll give you guys about 30 seconds to play with that one. Make sure there's no questions. I think we're good for questions. Everyone's just busy practicing, and that's what I want to see. Less of this, more of this. All right, just let me just flick through this. Let's have a look. Can't see everyone. Oh, nice. See Bridget, Flynn, Katie. Nice. Can plug that in. I'll just go and get it. It's attached there. Do you want to put it on here? All right, cool, guys. So we're going to look at, that's perfect. Looking really good. One, two, three, open the shoulders. The next stage, stage number four, we're going to bring the legs together. All right, so I'm just going to step back a little bit so you can see me. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, so we go stage one, two, three, and then we bring the legs together and then come back down. It's really important to do it in this order. What we see a lot is people trying to do stage four, bringing the legs together, because everyone knows you need to bring your legs together to do the handstand, but they do it before stage one and two, and they just go like this and come straight back down. So it basically looks like this. So we want to make sure we get that stacking first, shoulders, hips together, and then we come back down. All right, let's have another little go. I'm just going to watch everyone again. Let's have a go. One, two, three, four. It's drained it so quick. Almost had a disaster. The computer battery was dying real quick. All right, guys. Yeah, so let's practice this one for a little bit. Nice, Flynn. Let's see it again. So shoulders, hips together. Great. Nice. And just make sure that the chest is in as well. So you don't want to pull into this position here. So you don't want to open the thoracic up too much, like get into an arch, because that'll also drag you back down to the ground. So it'll look like this if you do that. Pull this here and it'll kind of force you down to the ground. We see that with a lot of beginner handstanders. They kick up and the chest comes through. It's a bit of a safety mechanism for them to come back down to the ground. But we want to try to get out of that habit and try to pull in. It's almost like this hollow body position, which we won't have time to go over tonight, but it's good to practice this hollow body and this body line drills to work on. All right, cool. Let me have a look one more time. Yeah, looking good. All right, guys. So I'm going to give some options because I know a few of you guys can do handstands. I can see from the videos that you guys are pretty good at the handstand. So I'm going to give you guys an option. So when we go to do this in actual flow, you can either do a little kick up just like this. So you can do a kick up. If you want to do the full kick up, you can go all the way to here. If you're a little bit more advanced, maybe you want to split the legs. So just going to give you this option. So maybe go here, maybe you can do a few of these and come back down just to add a little bit of flair to it. Or if you've got something else you want to do as well, but basically we're just getting two handstand and then coming back down. All right, cool. So the next, any questions with that one or can we move on? I think we're pretty good. All right, so shifting the weight now. We're just going to have a little practice with shifting the weight. It's going to be important for number three. So we were basically shifting the weight with a handstand. We were shifting the weight from the lower body to the upper body. We're moving here. And then as we're coming down from the handstand, again, we're shifting the weight back to our legs. So you can see the weight shift here into the hands. And then as the legs come down, I push and then I shift the weight back into the legs. We're going to talk about shifting the weight now into each limb or into each leg. So let's just have a little practice with this. We could not organize any music. Be good if we had a little bit of music right now, but all I want you to do is just feel your whole body weight shifting into your right leg and then into your left leg. You can even keep that other leg on the ground, just like this, but feel your center of mass over the supporting leg. So this one here, that's it, nice. You can even go forward and back, that's it, forward and back. And just have a little play with this. If you've got some music, put some music on. We'll go for about a minute here. Shifting the weight forward and back, finding that balance over the supporting leg. That's it, keep it going. Nice. All right, cool. We're gonna move on to some pivots now. So some spiral pivots. There's a bunch of different variations here. We'll go over a couple and then it'll be your choice what you use in the actual flow. All right, so the first one, nice and simple. So we'll just go down onto the feet. So have a look here. I'm going to spin on my left foot. In the flow, we're going to be spinning on our left, but for this section, we'll practice both. All right, so shifting the weight first is really important because this leg, we shouldn't have any weight in this leg because it's going to spin around and pivot around our left leg. So from here, I shift the weight, and then I'm going to keep this leg really close to the ground, even dragging across the ground like this. I'm going to pivot to here. Maybe it's even just a half pivot, or if you're feeling it, you can go all the way around for a full 360. So let's just practice that on the left leg. It might be different. Yeah, you guys are on different surfaces. There's wooden floors, there's carpet. Nice. And just have a little play with it. And when I first started practicing this, I'd be really off balance. So I'd really huck into it and I'd kind of fall this way because my center of mass wasn't over the support. You've really got to think about how do you keep that center of mass over this leg? When we're spinning and pivoting, you want to come up onto the ball of the foot too. We can at some point spin on the heels, but for today, we're just going to spin on the ball of the foot. All right. Yeah, looking good. All right. So there's something else to remember with our arms. I know some of you guys are throwing your arms, but I'll just give you a little bit of detail with that. So we can play with this. So when the arms are really wide, it'll tend to slow you down in the spin. So if I spin now, the arms are out, fairly slow. If I spin and I pull my arms in, like a wrap, it's going to go a lot faster. You can almost do two spins with the same power that you generated with the arms open. So just have a little play with that now and see if you can just kind of spin into it. Use the arms in, use the arms out, and just have a little play around with a few different variations. When you're ready, you can move on to the right leg as well. So opening the arms, spin, pull in, trying to get a full rotation. Yeah, looking good. Nice. You. All right, keep going. So what we've done so far with the pivoting and spinning, we've been spinning to the front. So I've been kicking forward and moving to the front. What I want you to have a little play around with now is going to the back. So you can do one pivot, maybe a half pivot to the front, and then continue in that same direction, but shift the weight onto the same leg, and then turn this way. So I spin here, shift the weight onto the other. So forward and backwards. So just give that 30 seconds. Again, incorporate the arms if you want to slow it down, open up really wide. And if you want to go fast, pull it in. Cool, I'll have a little practice too. Keeping the leg really close to the ground, just like you guys are doing. Almost like to kind of slide it across the ground. And also it depends on which surface. This is probably better with socks on. But I like to just kind of scrapes along the ground. Nice. All right, a couple more. And then we're just practicing forward and backwards. Arms out. Cool. All right. One more variation of the pivot before we move on. So we've been doing it with the leg really close to the ground. I want you guys to now see if you can kick. So this is an option now too, to pivot on the leg, but maybe you kick the leg high. So you can go again forward or backwards. Forward, forward, and back. Again, don't forget about the arms. They're really important if you want to slow it down or speed it up with that wrap. All right, how are they doing? Nice, some high leg there, some high kicks, looking good. I'm getting so tired. Are you guys getting tired? I'm exhausted. Whew. Okay, pivot, spiral. All right, any questions before we move on? Any questions?
We got one person saying, with the leg that your weight is not over, are you trying to keep it moving along the floor or lift it?
Yeah, so at the first stage, I'll just show you now, so that's a good question. The first stage, I kind of like to keep it low to the ground. It kind of almost just kind of lightly touches the ground. So that's one version, but then we just went on to doing a little bit higher, or yeah, you can kick the leg as high as you want. So that's totally up to you. And I'm going to give you a little bit of freedom when we go to do the flow. If you feel comfortable just doing like a, you know, 90 degree pivot, 180 or something like that, that's totally fine. If you want to go big and throw like a really, really big kick into a backward spiral, you can do that as well. Nice. Everyone getting dizzy? All right, cool. Let's move on. So the next one is the penny drop. I always say when I teach this one, this is not a cartwheel. It's not a cartwheel because everyone goes into a cartwheel pattern and it's not that pattern. So if you find yourself doing a cartwheel, just stop and just try to figure it out. Ask the question, just put a comment in the Q&A. All right, so we're going to start like this. When we do it in the flow, it's going to be right hand down first. So we'll just practice that side just to simplify things. Okay, so our right hand is going to replace our left foot. We're going to be moving in a circle. I'm going to do a couple now just to show you, but don't do it yet. Just watch a couple. And then I'm going to explain it in detail. So our right hand comes down to the left foot and we kick it backwards. And then the same thing happens with the left hand and the right foot. So we go down across the body, this big diagonal. So we go here. And then as this leg kicks back, same thing happens with the left hand. I'm going to show you that again. This is really confusing the first time you do it. It took me a little while to get this one. Okay, so right hand down, kick the leg back. Here. You don't have to straighten the legs out in the beginning either. You can just keep them bent, stay nice and low to the ground. Maybe it just looks like this. So one, two with the hands, three, four with the feet. All right, and go for it. Have a little practice. I'll watch the videos and make sure you guys are doing it. Yep. So across the body. It's helpful. Who's that there? I think it's Flynn. Yeah. So it's helpful to stand in this position first, like this wide-legged stance. And remember, it's a cross replacing, not this way. So this ipsilateral pattern, that would be a cartwheel if you were to go straight into it like this. So it's across the body. All right. Let's see. Awesome. Cross the body. Yep, so remember that diagonal pattern. So it should be 1, 2 with the hands, 3, 4 with the feet. Yeah, cutting across the body. Awesome, you guys are starting to get it. Okay, now what I want you to try to do is try to do 2 in a row. So you're gonna carry that momentum. You should be set up after you do the first one to go straight into the next one. So I'm gonna show you that now. So here, nice and wide, right arm comes across, we cut into it, bang, bang, and then I'm ready to go again. I've just spun around. And I go again. Now I am dizzy. All right, give that a go. Continuous. So we call this one's penny drops. I don't think I had named it before we started, but yeah, I call it the penny drop. Yeah, that's looking good. Okay, keep going. I'll give you guys another 30 seconds to play with it. I'm just gonna get a quick drink. Getting pretty hot. Yeah, we're looking good for time. We got 1, 2, 3. Yeah, looking really good for time. So we'll take our time with this one, make sure we can nail it. All right. Everyone getting dizzy? I think there was a question come through then. Jake, do you see that one?
That was just from the tech host, just about panelists joining. That's all good.
Oh, okay. No worries. Okay, cool. All right. Any questions on that one before we move on? So the penny drop, basically think of it like a spiral. All of these movements bar the handstand is going to be moving in a spiral or in a circle pattern. So with this one, make sure it's like kind of moving as the legs move, they kind of like move around in a circle. It's almost like your legs are kind of pivoting around and keep that spiral happening. All good? Can I get a thumbs up if you're all good? Yeah, all right, sweet. Okay, let's move on. So now we're going to just do a little bit of movement. We're going to enter the ground. I'm going to show you a specific technique that's going to work for the sequence that we have, but actually we're just going to practice it moving into the ground. So it's really simple. Be great if we had some music. John Marsh actually said that he was going to beatbox for this section, so that's awesome. We're going to move into the ground. So it doesn't matter how you do it, there's no right or wrong. We're just going to go here, and you're just going to move into the ground. And then you're going to stand back up. And then again, you're going to move into the ground and stand back up. Nice and softly, that's the key here. Hands down, knee touches, roll. You can come back up the other way if you want. And we're just gonna play with this for around 30 seconds. So from a standing position, softly into the ground. Make sure you use your hands first, place your hands down, you can bend your legs. That's also helpful to get as low to the ground as you can. Place down here, and then from here, if you see this, I don't go from here to my shoulder because I'm missing all of this, my whole arm. I can use my arm as leverage to kind of roll over, so to make it nice and soft and smooth. Rolling through, getting a good angle on that. That's it, and then back up. Okay, cool. Just another few seconds there. Let's do it 2 more times, and then I'll show you the actual technique that we're going to be using. Nice, nice and soft. If you've got carpet, that's a bonus. If you've got wooden floor or tiles, then you're going to need to be really soft, which will be good in the long run for you to practice. All right, cool. All right, so just stand back up, guys. Nice work. Now I'm gonna show you the technique. So after we finish that penny drop, we're gonna end in like kind of this position here. So I'll just show you the penny drop again. We go here, and we're gonna end up like this. We're gonna be moving to the right. So this way, and then we're gonna stop. So it's right, left leg, right leg. So our weight's kind of here. So we're gonna continue that circle in that same direction. So I want you guys to stand like this. We're gonna rotate to the left with our right arm coming in front. We're gonna place it down on the ground. I'll just show you this in slow motion. Just watch a couple first. So here, and then that knee's gonna find the ground. I'm then gonna sit on the ground with my right butt cheek. And then I'm gonna move to the ground like this to here. come back up. We'll try that again. So softly entering the ground. So we place our hands down, twisting, keep turning until you end up on your back and then coming back up. Just make sure that everyone's got that one. This one's really hard to teach via Zoom. I wish I could be there to give you guys some instructions, but it looks like you guys are getting it. Yeah, we'll just do it a bunch of times. And it doesn't have to be perfect either. Like, I've practiced this for months and months and months, so don't worry if it feels a little bit clunky. A lot of this stuff will feel clunky. That's okay. Think of this as kind of like the training. You're kind of learning what we're doing, and then you'll take this information and kind of practice later on. So that's where you'll kind of tweak it and refine it. All right, I'll show you again. I twist into it. Keep twisting, twisting, twisting to here. All right, softly moving down to the ground. Awesome. Just let me just change this. I just want to have a look. Yeah. Cool. Nice, Jake. Smooth. All right, cool. Okay, so the next one. Once we're on the ground, we worked on the leg drags and the constructive rest, so we're going to incorporate that into it as well. Okay, so softly entering the floor. We're going to do this swipe and grab. So let's go back down to the ground and let's hit a few of these leg swipes first, or leg swings, just to get into this motion. We'll just do five in each direction. So swing, back to here, swing, and back. That's it. Cool. Yeah, looking good. All right. So now what we're going to do, just watch first and then I'll get you guys to practice. So we're in this position. We're going to swing the leg. We're going to swing it as far as it'll go, just like we have been in the leg swings. From there, we're going to look at that exercise we did in the warm-up, and we're going to take this right arm tracking in the same direction as that leg. So I'll just reverse it. Drop down, swing the leg. This arm comes down, and then we twist. Left arm's over the top to here. Let's try that first. We'll get this one down. So we go. Drop the knees, swing to here. All right, let's practice that one first, and then I'll show you the second half. It's good to kind of break things down. I don't want you guys to get lost. Yeah, big swing. Nice. Cool. Yeah, if it's the first time you've been doing this, or you're doing this, make sure you don't lift the arm over the top. I see that a lot in class. Everyone wants to take their arm over the top. Try to keep your arms kind of tracking on the same plane as the floor. So keep it horizontal to the floor. If you watch my arms, they never come up and over, not with this one anyway. They drop and then they track the line of the floor. It's a big circle. Just let me double check. We're good. Yeah, that's the go. All right, cool. Okay, guys, awesome. I'll show you the second half now. So just watch this one. So jumping down on the ground again. So we swing the right leg, goes as far as it can, and then we this right arm, we twist, and then from here, this arm drag. Remember we did this in the beginning, so arm drag, and that's going to pull us all the way around back to here. So the full movement looks like this. I'll show you one. So we drop, swing, swing, swing. And you can see that my legs don't come off the ground either. Just like we practice this motion where they stay stuck to the ground. So they're stuck to the ground the whole time. It's like a magnet. And the magnet's got your feet stuck to the ground. They're not lifting up at all for this one. On the last move, we will. So drop here, around, continue that sweep all the way around, back into constructive rest. How you doing? All right, cool, yeah. Everyone's still moving. Let me check that. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, nice work. Just go one more time, Flynn. Let's have a look. A big sweep. Drop that arm down. Yes. Continue around. Continue circling. Yes. Great. And you'll end up in this position here, just like we started. Nice work. Who else we got? Jake's looking good. All right. Cool. Fayon. Yeah, looking good. Okay, cool. We're going to move on. All right, so the swipe and the grab. So just one more little tip on that one. I'll just show you from this direction here. Put that back in my pocket. So we drop here. What you can do to kind of pull yourself around as this arm comes through and you're going to the other side, imagine there's something behind you that you want to grab. So grab, and that's kind of going to pull you around back to this position. I'm going to show you the other way around here, and I grab something and it pulls me around back into that constructive rest. All right. So that's a swipe grab. The last move is the windmill. I was going to give two options here, so we'll just see how you guys go. But the windmill looks like this. We're going to, again, sweep the leg all the way across, just the same way that we've been doing. We're going to take this once it reaches its peak side, all the way up. Once it can't go any further, you start to straighten this leg, comes over, right leg touches, it comes in, so the right leg bends as the left leg lands, and then as you swing that left leg, you're going to swing your left arm up and come into this figure four position. And this is how we're going to finish the flow. We're going to finish in this position here. Do you want to see it again? This one's a little confusing. It's probably the hardest one. Actually, I wanted to teach you guys this around the world, but I thought, yeah, maybe that's too difficult, but we'll see how we go. So the windmill, let's see it again. We drop the knees just like we've been doing with the leg sweeps. We come up, up, touch, bend, touch into here. This is basically the leg sweep position. And then from here, our left arm comes over as that left leg swings, and it'll pull you back up. So it's the action of this leg pulling down and also the left arm swinging around your head that'll bring you up to this figure four position. Cool. Yeah, everyone's having a crack at it. It's good. Yeah, so have a practice now. I'll give you guys like a minute or so to play with this one because it's a little bit more complex. And I'll just watch you guys. Yep. Swing, swing, swing. Yeah, Fayon's got it. Nice. Really good. Clean. So we're just doing the windmill for this one. So don't worry about anything else that we've done. Just do the windmill, which is here, up, up, all the way to the top. That's how it looks. So swing over, over, and then up. If you wanted to do a simplified version, if you can't quite get the hands, basically you just swing the legs, and you just kind of push off the ground. So you don't have to swing the arms over. But actually it looks much nicer if you can swing that arm around, and it kind of traces with the leg. So as it's swinging forward, it kind of moves with the leg. It looks really cool. All right, give you guys another 30 seconds or so to play with it. Looking good. All right, legs flying around everywhere. All right. Let me just zoom in here and just check out what's going on. Sweet. All right. All right, any questions on any of those movements? There's like seven movements we just went over. Got to spend like a minute or two on each one. Any questions on anything? Like something not making sense, especially with those last three movements? Just write them in the comments and we'll just give you guys a minute and then we'll move on. And we'll start to put it all together. We've got about 10 minutes or so. Yeah, we can do that. We're looking good for time. That's a good thing. I was really worried about that. All right. Cool. All right. We all good? How's it going, Jake?
Yeah, we're all good. No more questions coming in.
No more questions. All right, cool. You guys are experts already. I love that. Just cruising through it. All right, so now we're going to put it all together. I'm going to show you one time or maybe twice. If you request to see it one more time, just do this and I'll do it one more time. And then we're going to go through it. So we'll still break it down into sections. So the whole sequence looks like this. All right, we're going to do our kick up first, landing on our right leg. Probably went into the dark a little bit there. Could you see me? All right. Are we good? Everyone's just kind of like, all right, we're going to put it all together now. So we're going to do it really slowly. Let's go one and two together first. So the kick up, when we do the kick up, I want you to land on your right leg. And then we're going to step back on the left. So it looks like this. So we step our right leg forward, do our little kick up, however you want. And we end up like this. Right leg forward, left leg back. From here, we shift the weight. We turn to the left and we do our pivot. Whichever pivot you want. So whichever pivot you are kind of comfortable with, let's go over that a few times. So right leg forward, big kick up, right, left, shift the weight, pivot, end up here. All right, I'll give you guys about three goes at that. Yep, handstand. Went out of frame a little bit. Yeah, nice spin, Bridget, that's awesome. Fayon, nice. Yeah, using the arms as well, pull in. If you want to like huck it in, like if you go like this and do one spin and you feel confident to kind of pull it in, you'll end up getting another spin out of it. Like it generates so much power from pulling the arms in. It's called wrapping, wrap the arms. Handstand, yep, still going. That's it. Step it back. Let's see again. Flynn. Yep, pivot. Great. All right, so I'll just show you one thing. So we're going to pivot. We're going to land on our right leg. So I'll show you again. Step forward on the right, handstand. Land on the right first, left leg back. So I'm in a lunge with my right leg forward. From there, I turn to my left leg. I shift the weight onto my left leg, and then I pivot on my left as many times as you want to spin. All right, I think everyone's got that. Just have one more go, and then we'll move on. We're going to be pretty tight. Okay. Sweet. Okay. So after we've done that, we're moving straight into our penny drop because we're ending up here and we're ready for our penny drop. All right, so show you one, two, three. So right leg forward, kick up. Whatever handstand you want. Landing on the right, pivot, land, right hand. Penny drop. You can do one or two of these. Yeah, looking good. Remember, it's not a cartwheel. It's not a cartwheel. So if you do this, it's kind of cool. It's a cartwheel, but it's not it. We're cutting across the body, moving in a big circle. This is also the prerequisite for doing hand spins. So it's the same sort of setup, but you kind of kick up into the air. All right, how's everyone going? Yeah, looking good. Sweet. Okay. Nice work. All right, guys, just stop there for a sec. After the penny drop, we're going to enter the floor. So we've got four movements. I'll go over them again. We'll keep going over them. Right leg forward, up, down, pivot, penny drop, land, continue to turn like we did. Place the hands on the ground and we're going to melt into the floor. All right, let's give that one a go. Give you a minute there. Hope you guys are exhausted. I'm so tired from this. Sweating up a storm. Okay. Just need to turn the fans on in here. All right. Sweet, guys. Let's just have a look here. Just going to scroll through. Great. Nice, Jake. Sweet. Awesome. Jake's all over it. Jake was in here the other day and I taught him this sequence. So he's all over it. All right, cool. So we've entered the floor. Now we're going to do the swipe and the grab. So I'll show you that. So starting from here, we've just done our penny drop. We're going to turn, place our hands on the ground. Right knee touches. We sit on our right butt cheek. We swing. Arms can go over the top. We swing the leg. And then the arm comes down and we swing all the way around to constructive rest. So I'll show you that one more time. I'll do a little faster. So we're here, down to the ground, swing around to here. Let's give it one more go. Yep. Down to the ground. Yes. I can't quite see you, Bridget. If you turn your camera down a little bit, I can't quite see when you go to the ground. Fayon, nice. Yes, swing those arms. Perfect. Yep, and option here, if you wanted to do two of these, you know, option to to do two as well. Yeah, that's it. All right, cool. I'm just going to show you one more time, just that sequence. So from the penny drop, nice and slow, we go here, turn, really kick that leg around, leg comes through, sweep to here. All right, and then that sets us up for our last move. We're here, we're going to do our windmill. So we drop the knees, swing the leg up, place the leg, other leg comes over, bend the left, swing all the way up to here. I'll do a little faster so you can see. So here, bang, bang, all the way to the top. Back a little, is this good? So here, up. You can add your own little flair to that one as well. Let's see that last move. So from the constructive rest position, leg goes up, up, pull it in all the way to figure four. Up, up, that's it. Lift that other leg, clean, yes. And then sit up, perfect. Nice, and then posturing up to finish. Really nice. Okay. All right, cool. So before we go through all of that, we might do a round of questions if anyone's got any questions. Anything you're stuck on and not quite sure of, like the hand position or shifting the weight, or are you guys all good? Give me a thumbs up if you're all good. Everyone's sweet. Okay. Hang on one sec. Just check the other screen. Yeah. All right, cool. Sweet. All right. So I'm going to go through it once more. We're going to do all of it together. And then I'm just going to let you guys just practice a couple of minutes of just practicing the whole sequence. So I'll do it one more time so you guys can see. And I'll do it slow first, and then I'll do a faster version. All right. So right leg forward. Kick up. Handstand variation. Shift the weight. Pivot. And then straight into this. Down. Swing. Up. Here. Lost my mic. All right, I'll do a little faster. So it's here. Well, go up, shift weight. Maybe you can do a few of these as well. Then into the floor. You can also do a few of these. And then up and over to finish. All right, guys, let's do it. So I'm going to give you guys 2 minutes to practice. To just run through the whole thing. So we've got the handstand kick up. We've got shifting the weight. We've got the pivot or the kick. If you wanted to kick, I know a few of you guys were doing that in the beginning. And then we've got the penny drop. So this one, boom. And then we move softly into the floor. And then the swipe with the hands, the foot and the hands, helicopter arms. And then we finish with that windmill into that figure four. So just give yourself some time now. I'm just gonna grab another drink. So tiring. Cardio is not up there, I'll tell you what. Needs a bit of work. All right, cool. Yeah, it's awesome watching you guys move. Keep going. Sweet. Yes. Penny drop and then enter the floor. So hands on the ground after the penny drop. See some of you guys getting stuck there. Once you go here, bang, bang, keep rotating to the right, the same direction. Place the hands down, get as low to the ground as you can to make it really soft. Remember, you don't want to go from like ear to shoulder. You're really kind of, think about melting, like melting into the ground like this. Especially if you're on really hard surface, it's really helpful to be soft in the body. Nice, yep. Everyone's going through it a couple more times. We're going to go for one more minute and then we're going to call it. See how you guys are going. Let me just check in here, make sure we're all good. Yeah. Awesome, guys. Yes. Enter the floor. Nice. Keep going. Swing those arms. All right, cool. Yeah. And just remember that this was just a training. So just think of it like that, that you've got the time to practice later on. If it wasn't perfect, it's fine. If it felt clunky and you felt slow and didn't feel quite right, that's okay. You can kind of refine it over time. It takes a lot of practice to get this stuff really smooth. I'm still actually smoothing a lot of this stuff out. So don't be too hard on yourself. Just keep practicing. Yeah, you guys are doing really good. All right, cool, Jake. How are we going for time? I think that's pretty well.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's perfect. We can start to wrap up. So thank you so much, Rod. That was awesome and great to join along again.
No worries.
Sweet. So a few final announcements before we wrap up. One is the next session in this channel, so in the Movement and Anatomy channel, will be happening in quite a few hours, but that will be parkour and fall prevention for older adults. So if you guys want to stick around with that with Sean Hannah. Other than that, if you guys haven't already joined the Facebook group, then the link to do so will be in the chat, so you guys can continue the discussion around this presentation and all the other presentations in the Facebook group. As I mentioned before, Rod's website is going to be in the chat as well. We'll put a link to that in the chat if it's not already there. And yep. If you guys want to kind of own the whole library of the Embodiment Conference and go through it and digest it in your own time, you will have access to this recording for the next 48 hours. But after that, if you want to get access to the whole Embodiment Conference library, we're going to put a link into the chat for you guys to purchase that if you want. So we'll finish up with one final word from you, Rod, which is your top tip on how to be more embodied.
How to be more, I've got to keep looking at the camera. How to be more embodied. I would say practice moving every single day. It doesn't have to be like a 2-hour movement session, but just do something to kind of get into your body. Like we like to hang. I've got a pull-up bar at my house at home. So every day if I haven't done like a movement session, I even just go and just have a little hang, have a little stretch. And that's the best way. Perfect. Keep it consistent.